Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you, Brian Main, for that introduction, and welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we began looking at a blog article that was posted by a faithful Mormon by the name of Greg Trimble. You can read this for yourself if you'd like at gregtrimble.com. It was a blog posted on June 30th, 2014, titled, You Should Not Leave Mormonism for Any of These Five Reasons. The piece starts off by him saying that he has been lately getting messages from people explaining to me why their friend or family member has decided to leave the LDS Church. They write with their hearts broken, unable to find the words to convince them to give it another look. It seems like every time the root of the problem revolves around one or all of these five reasons provided below. And he started off with point one, being offended, and talked about people who leave the church because someone in the church has offended them. Well, to that point, we basically agree. We don't think that leaving a fellowship because someone happens to offend you is always a reason to leave the church. But in Mormonism, of course, where do you go once you leave the only true church? That's a huge decision for a Latter-day Saint. They don't just pack up and go down the street. Once you leave the only true church, according to Mormonism, all you have as an option is joining yourself with one of the apostate groups that are out there, which of course is any church that claims to be Christian but is not a part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. On the basic premise of leaving because you're offended, we would tend to agree that's probably not a good reason to leave the church, any church. But point number two, he says that everyone that goes inactive or leaves the church did so because they did not or do not know something that they need to know. And of course, this gives the impression that even though a Mormon may hear something that is extremely troubling, Mr. Trimble is giving this hope that something might be out there that could counter your alarm. There could be some fact that you're not aware of. That could quite possibly be in some cases, but I would definitely say it can't be in all cases. Let me give you an example. A Latter-day Saint that finds out that Joseph Smith was not only practicing plural marriage, had at least 33 plural wives, and then reads in a Mormon source that Joseph Smith not only had 33 plural wives, 34, the number's not exact, but then finds out that he had at least 10 of those wives that were married to living husbands. Now, what kind of information can you find out that will undo that kind of information? He says that they leave, everyone leaves or goes inactive because they did not or do not know something they need to know. What information could put a Mormon at rest on that unless you were to buy in what we consider to be a bad argument? Well, Joseph Smith is the prophet, and he can do whatever God called him to do. Notice you won't find that kind of an excuse in the Old Testament for prophets. We don't give Isaiah carte blanche to do whatever he wants that contradicts God's revealed commands. We don't give Jeremiah that same type of permission. In other words, Joseph Smith is given a pass to do some things that most Mormons would say are outright sinful.
And if the polyandry wasn't enough for them, then they find out that one-third of his wives were teenagers, as young as 14. I mean, it just doesn't end. A lot of Latter-day Saints, let's just be honest, maybe more so in the last 10 years, but so many Latter-day Saints don't know that information. When they come across it from an quote-unquote anti-site, well, they start to doubt and they start to have a lot of questions.
I would go on to say, well, okay, now you found that out. Maybe it doesn't bother Mr. Trimble that Joseph Smith was doing this, but it bothers a lot of other people because maybe they haven't so much bought into this idea that Joseph Smith can do anything he wants. You see, Mr. Trimble That bothers a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there that do have their parameters when it comes to behavior. And even a man who claims to be a prophet of God cannot cross those boundaries without causing some serious questions. And the fact that your church, Mr. Trimble, doesn't condemn Joseph Smith for this behavior, because it doesn't. It doesn't. It never condemns him for behaving like that. They would much rather turn a blind eye to it, but they don't condemn him. That concerns a lot of people. I would like to know, Mr. Trimble, what kind of information do you think is out there that could put a person at ease when it comes to just that aspect of Joseph Smith's behavior? I'd be curious to know what that is. I don't think it's out there myself. Point number two, it goes on to say, people quickly forget how logical it is that the restoration took place and how illogical it is that someone like Joseph Smith could have came up with all of it on his own. Well, let me ask you, Eric, does the idea that Christianity had gotten away from its primitive roots and needed to get back to its primitive roots, was that really an original idea with Joseph Smith?
No, there were others that were teaching that.
Absolutely. In fact, Sidney Rigdon, who was Joseph Smith's right-hand man, was a leading factor in the Campbellite movement. And he certainly believed that Christianity had gotten away from its primitive roots and needed to go back to what they felt a New Testament church looked like and believed and practiced. So really, this is not an idea that Joseph Smith came up with all on his own. Well, so that's erroneous to even assume that.
And what he's trying to do is demonize the information that you might get. Obviously, somebody must have a bone to pick. And he goes on in the next paragraph, and he blames the internet almost. He says, many times, the longer you spend on Google, the farther you are from the truth when researching Mormonism. Sadly, the voices of angry people are much louder than the voices of the happy and content.
Notice what he's assuming.
Yeah.
He's assuming that the voices that you read on the internet are coming from angry people.
Yeah.
Again, there certainly are some that sound like they're angry. If we ever come across sounding angry, let me just say our anger is based in the church deceiving a lot of very sincere people. What this church is doing to people angers us, yes. But do we really sound like we are these wild-eyed, veins popping out of our necks kind of people saying things? And even if we were angry, does that change the facts? Can an angry person be just as accurate in their facts as a happy and content person? See, he's making that dichotomy there.
Well, he's judging our motives for anybody who's on the internet trying to give this information that when people Google, they'll go to their site, that we have some kind of vendetta out there, that we hate Mormons so much, we want them to be able to lose their faith. Is that how he takes anybody who's against his religion?
He might, but the question I would ask Mr. Trimble, what if we were? What if we were? And this was a vendetta to get back at Mormons. And what if we did hate Mormons? Would the information that we supply be less factual because we have motives that aren't correct? I would say no. A fact is a fact is a fact. If it conforms to reality, then it's something that we need to take into consideration, regardless of the motivation behind the person who said it.
Yesterday, we mentioned the gospel topic essays that have come out to pretty much correct a lot of false thinking that a lot of Mormons might have. And I have to ask the question, do you think that they would come out with that if there wasn't pressure on them to do so? Because there have been so many things happening in the last few years, especially, where Mormons are asking, is this true that Joseph Smith is a polygamous polyandrist? They're getting the information typically not from the LDS.org website. You could search long and hard until these essays are coming out. You would not be able to find that at all, but you can find that in other places. He says here, continuing on with his essay, we live in the information age. You can get your hands on almost any information you desire. The church is an open book. And Mr. Trimble, I would say, I disagree. I don't think your church is an open book. And that's why a lot of people become disgruntled.
Yeah, because when he makes the comment, many times the longer you spend on Google, the farther you are from the truth when researching Mormonism. I would say, folks, that is a horrible stereotype. A lot of what people are finding on the internet is material that comes directly from the Mormon Church. Do you really think for a moment, folks, that a lot of the emails that we are getting from a lot of struggling Mormons, that those emails are coming to us merely because they know that we disagree with Mormonism and that's it? I don't think so. They're coming to us because they know that we are being honest in the information that we present, and they know that we are getting it from a source that a Latter-day Saint is supposed to be able to trust. So when Mr. Trimble gives the impression that if you go read anything about Mormonism on the internet, you're going to get farther away from the truth, I would challenge you, Mr. Trimble, and say, that's not accurate. Give your evidence.
Let me finish that part number two, his point two. He goes on and finishes it up by saying, all of the things that come out are things that the church published themselves. It's right there in church publications. If the church wanted to cover up, they wouldn't have printed it. Just because something isn't emphasized in our everyday classes, it doesn't mean anyone is trying to hide it from you. We might not just have enough information on the topic, and it is therefore de-emphasized in order to reduce confusion. Does this sound like doublespeak to you, Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that it's in there, but come on. How many people are going to go read the Journal of Discourses, 26 volumes, to go find out what Brigham Young said on page 50 and 51 of volume 1 about Adam being God? It's not going to be quoted in any of their manuals.
And how many Latter-day Saints do you know before the Race and the Priesthood essay came out thought that Brigham Young was the one responsible for all those terrible things that were said? How many? I would venture none. In fact, when we go back and we look at what Mormon leaders were saying regarding blacks and the priesthood, they were all out there in the open on why they believe that. And that's not what the church is saying now. So Mr. Trimble, once again, I would say you're actually covering up past history and making a statement like that. Tomorrow, we're going to look at some of the other points that Mr. Trimble gives in his little essay. You should not leave Mormonism for any of these five reasons.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. If the LDS Church is not true, which church is? Didn't the Bible predict the apostasy of the Christian faith? These and 34 other questions often posed by Latter-day Saints are addressed in Kriegel Publishers' new book, Answering Mormons' Questions, written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. Included is a glossary of Mormon terms and questions for group discussions. This is a great resource for those who want to share their Christian faith. Answering Mormons' Questions is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore or at mrm.org.